الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. هو الذي يصلي عليكم ويخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور، وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We have gathered here for the Islahi Jalsa and Islah, our correction of our life. Not just to listen to Bayan, not just to listen to the Ash'ar, the beautiful melodious voice, how it is presented. Not only to give daad, wah, wah, mashallah, what beautiful ash'ar, how nicely rendered, but we are here for our islah. Each one of us think about it, not just let it be words that are spoken. Allah give me tawfiq first and foremost also, that we don't just speak, but my islah takes place. We are all in our various situations. Some are involved in deen, some are involved in dunya. Somebody we give preference to dunya, somebody we give preference to deen, all different. But the object of us coming here, and for everyone else, these islahi gatherings which take place, is for our islah. And that is to correct our lives. Now, what is the method of correcting our lives? Well, first of all, we should realize the importance of the purpose of our Islam, that we are here for Islam. And after that, we should now wonder how to go about making our Islam. So there are two main components as far as our Islam is concerned. One is Sohbat al-Salihin, the company of the righteous and the pious people. And the other is Zikrullah, the Zikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Now the Zikr of Allah Ta'ala, it looks like generally by and large by all of us, we haven't really perhaps understood the importance of it, to what is the Zikr of Allah, and we are not engaged in the Zikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So that is very, very important in order for our Islah to be made. So we see the ayat of the Quran Sharif, a few of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. What does Allah Ta'ala say that about the zikr? The ayat that I've recited, in there Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah is addressing the believers. According to Mufassireen, this command of Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu is exclusive for this ummah. No other previous ummah in their kitabs were they addressed, O believers, O the people who believe. And Mufassirin says it comes about 83 times in the Quran Sharif. And they also say that wherever we read this in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, that Allah is speaking to me personally, directly. And that Allah is calling me a mu'min. Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. What a great thing. Like for example, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدَ طَعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever follows the Rasul has in fact followed Allah Ta'ala. This is a very, very, very great honor that Allah has placed on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So much trust Allah has placed on him and said, who follows him, he has followed me. Allah Rabbul Izzat. And he's saying for his Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whoever will follow him has in fact followed me. So much trust. Like any father, boss, sheikh. And he says, anyone who follows that murid, who follows that person, yes, they followed me. So it's a very, very great. So Allah is addressing the believers. So it's a great, great honor. May Allah make it that we live up to it. Not just that it is an address, but that we live up to it. So Allah Ta'ala says here in this ayat, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Make the zikr of Allah and make it in abundance. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi in Fadail al-Zikr writes about the zikr of so many people. And then he says, those were those people who diligently followed that command of Allah of making zikr. By now, how much they made zikr. I have to ask myself, how much of zikr do I make? In my 24 hours of my daily life, I must ask myself, how much zikr do I make? Allah Ta'ala is saying that make zikr, zikran kathira, in abundance. This is again another aspect that Allah Ta'ala demands the highest, but accepts and is satisfied with the lowest. Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter his son. That is what a high. And at what age? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ بَعَوْ السَّعِيَ. When he just reached the age now that he could do his father's work. And the father reached that old age where he can't do anything anymore. He'll delegate to his son. Son must do everything. At that time, Allah Ta'ala commands slaughter him. What a test. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. How Allah tested. And all the tests, Ibrahim al-Islam passed them with flying colors. This was also such a great test that Allah Ta'ala had put. So Allah commanded, demanded the very highest to slaughter your son, and in that condition. And your own blood son you must slaughter. But what Allah got satisfied with? A ram. A ram was slaughtered and Allah said that you have passed. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who are the good doers and they pass, we reward them like this. We gave them great rewards. So zikr also, Allah Ta'ala says, make zikr in abundance. That is what we should be doing. But as we read in a hadith sharif, a person who remembers me makes my zikr a little while after fajr and after asr. I suffice for that person for the rest of the day. And that little bit zikr after fajr and after asr, it looks like it's a 33 times subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar, 34 times or 33. And in one riwayat, 10 times, La ilaha illallah. Our tasbihat e fatimi. And how valuable they are. But they are, we take it for granted, this tasbihat e fatimi. But they are very, very extremely valuable they are. So we should do them. Alhamdulillah, many read this tasbihat after fajr, after asr. But we should read it with more zest, more feeling, and realize the value of it. They are very, very, very great. And very sadly today, there are those people who advocate, not only they don't do, but they advocate that no dua after asr also, no zikr also. You just make salam and finish. You get start talking with one another. Or just go away. Whereas these are so important things. So that little bit zikr, Allah Ta'ala will be happy. But Allah commanded zikran kathira. And after that, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا Zikran kathira also. And make this tasbih also. Zikr also. And tasbih. سَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا Morning and night. That has got two meanings. One is in the mornings make the read tasbih and at night. And one is it's a like an idiom. It means all the time, morning and night. You must do this, you must do it morning and night. You must do it all the time. So you must read tasbih all the time. You must make zikr also and read tasbih also. Now when you will do that, that is what our Ishtai Jalsa is all about. We have come here for that. All the programs are for that. That we must do this now. We must make our zikr and read our tasbihat. And that is the way that our islah is going to be made. But if we come here and we go from here, but after that we still don't make zikr, we still don't read tasbih. How many of us are so many years in the khanqah, but we still not making zikr? Now even after this Islahi Jalsa, still we are the same. How many of us, we just came first time, or we're not so much acquainted, and but we start with zikr. That is what is required now. That is when we can say, many people will say, today, Hazrat Bawlana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, Bismillah. That if you have a Darul Uloom and you have 5,000 students, but it's not accepted by Allah, it's zero, it's nothing whatsoever. And if you have a, which you don't even call a Darul Uloom, you've got 5 students, you are teaching them in your house, in the front room. You've got only 5 students, but it's accepted by Allah. It's everything. Today, just to digress a bit, many of us, we look numbers. What was the success of the Islahi Jalsa? How many people came? What was the success of the Ijtima? How many people came? Or any other gathering? Numbers are not the important thing. The quality. What was the purpose and the object? How much is that being achieved? How much are we doing that? That is what is the success. Otherwise, we just all, mashallah, very good gathering. How many? There were so many people. One small boy, they asked him at home, that how was the crowd? He said, it was loaded. So, all that, that's not the important thing. The important thing is, if one person went with this amal, decided that I have to make zikr of Allah now, and I'm going to do it daily now, and I'm going to read my tasbih, then that is, we are successful. And if it's accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and we don't know, and Allah in His wisdom, in His kind wisdom, He didn't let us know, for definite. He gives us time, but for definite we don't know, so that we don't become arrogant and become boastful. So we always have that fear that we don't know if it's accepted. May Allah accept it. So anyway, when a person will do this, zikran kathira and the tasbih, morning and night, huwalladhi yusalli alaykum. The result of that is that Allah Ta'ala is going to send salawat on you. Salawat is the special rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. One is rahmat, mercy of Allah Ta'ala. But the special rahmat of Allah is called salawat. And that is exclusive for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not for other people. But if you do this work, you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala and you read your tasbihah, a glimpse of that Allah will bestow on you also. What a great thing, the zikr of Allah, how important isn't it? That we make the zikr of Allah, we read some tasbih, and as I say, Allah commands it in great amount, but Allah gets very happy with little bit also. But it is for us to do it. So Allah will send salawat. To understand that salawat which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends on a person, one sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked another sahabi, Bismillah. How is it? I see when you enter your house, the malaika are making dua for you. When you come out of your house, malaika are making dua for you. When you sit down, malaika make dua for you. When you're getting up, they are there making dua for you. They are there with you all the time. So he said, no big deal. You can also get it. He said, I can also get it. How? Zikr of Allah. وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ Allah will send his salawat upon you and his malaika will also send his salawat. They will be making duas for you. When you are fast asleep at night, they are busy making dua for you. When you turn in your sleep, this side, that side, they are busy making dua for you. You are lying awake, you can't sleep, they are busy making dua for you. All this on the zikr of Allah. All this on what me, I'm very negligent about. What I don't pay importance to. What I take for granted. And I don't make that zikr as is required, quantity-wise and quality-wise. Yusalli alaykum madaik. And now this salawat of Allah, for what is it? Just see the importance of the zikr. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ In order to take you out from zulumat, darkness, and zulumat, plural. Few places Allah has referred, similar words have come few places in the Quran Sharif, and zulumat, the plural. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ And noor is singular. Allah reward our Shaykh Damat Rahmatullah Ali. What a great alim Hazrat was. And what a great understanding of Quran Sharif. And how he opened up the ayats of the Quran Sharif. Otherwise normally we just translate and we go past. But how he in detail he took out the meanings. That zulumat is plural because there are many ways of zulumat. Kufr, shirk, nifaq, love of dunya, sports, entertainment, lifestyle, brand names, all, my car, my house, my motor vehicle, this must be smart, that must be smart. Plenty things there are. Zulumat are plenty. And the ilan noor, noor is one. The noor of Islam, the noor of Quran and Hadith. So by the barakat of the zikr, I will make, Allah will take me out of all that zulumat. If I look at it like that, it's an impossible thing. And today, what for example, in the Soviet Union, etc., where by torture, etc., they stopped Islam from people from practicing on Islam. And today, they use the lure to pull you, lure you in. Disobedience of Allah with the love of dunya, the pleasures of dunya they put in front of you. Woman, very few people can desist and don't fall in the trap of woman. Money, many few people can desist and save themselves from the temptations of the offering of money for you. You must do this, you must do that, and here's the bundle. They don't say anything. A bundle of dollars there. A gold bar is put in front of you. It's not everyone who will be able to desist and stay away from that. So, all this temptation, by the zikr of Allah, if we will make, Allah will take us out of that. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلَمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And Allah is, by His nature, with the believers, He is most merciful. A simple, easy command like dhikr. You do that, and you will see all this will happen. It doesn't make sense to us, but it is the words of the most wise, the words of the all wise. A poet says, a Sufi and Allah wala, mutmain baithe hai ya Rab. We are sitting with itminan, ki tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. That you are the absolute ruler, hakim. And you rule with hikmat, with wisdom. Not just anyhow, haphazard way. You rule with great wisdom also. So whatever you have decreed for us, it is only best for us. I don't understand it now presently, but it is the best for me. To understand that point, to illustrate that point, there was a king who loved his hunting a lot. He should go for hunting. And always his chief minister used to be with him. So on one occasion when they were going on their hunting trip, just as they started the trip, the king got cut by between his thumb and his forefinger. Anywhere, somewhere he got cut. And just when you get cut, it burns a lot. It's paining a lot. That wazir, the minister, had the habit of saying, Jo bhi Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is good. So the king got very angry. I got cut. It's paining, burning me. And he's saying it's good what happened. So he immediately ordered that put him in jail for 3 days. So again he said, Jo bhi Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is for the good. Now he's going to jail for 3 days. And an ordinary street person goes to jail, and one is a minister going to jail. Well, it's much more difficult for the minister. The other people are used to it, they are always visiting the jail. But the minister, for him. So anyway, he carried on with his journey. It happened he went out of his boundaries, and he came to a place where there were cannibals. Insan khor, people who eat human beings alive. So they caught hold of the king. So they were going to eat him up also, alive. But they also had some masalas like we got for Qurbani. Like the eyes must be right, the horns must be right, the tail must be right. So they also had some masala like that there must be nothing wrong on his body. So they examined it, they found the cut here. So they say, no, it's not fit for her. He got saved. Now he understood that a small cut and my whole life got saved. If this cut was not here and my whole body was in order, they should have eaten me up. So he came back very happy and red carpet treatment for the minister to come out of jail. That now I understand that Allah hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai, which I did not understand at that time. So that I have understood. But when I ordered you to go to jail, again you said that good, it's good that whatever Allah does is good, that I'm going to jail is good. What was the good of you going to jail? He says, King's Bacha, Salamat, you know that me and you, we never separate from one another. We are always together. So when they caught you, compulsorily, laziman, they should have caught me also. You should have got away because you had a cut. But on my body, I got no cuts or nothing. My body is salamat, is in order. They should have eaten me up. So I stayed 3 days in jail, my life got saved. So like that, everything in our life. This is just one illustration. But everything in our life, what Allah does for us, is good. So the zikr of Allah, Allah give me tawfiq to that, do it punctually. Many of us, we do it for a few days or something, and then it just disappears. We do it for a while, and we stop doing it. But it is to be done. Quantity-wise also, how much is required, and quality-wise also, how it is supposed to be done. And we should do that regularly. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, the most command that has come in the Quran Sharif, of all the commands of Iman, Salat, Zakat, fasting, lot of commands of Allah Ta'ala, the one that has come the most is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So from that also let us gauge how important the zikr of Allah is. And at the same time, let me myself think that what is so important, I don't pay any attention to it. As we are sitting here, we are Muslims, we all made wuzu, etc. We made namaz, water is very important. But there is something more important than water in our lives also, for Muslims and non-Muslims also. As we are sitting here, we are all desperately in need of it. What is that? Air, oxygen. And it's there, freely available. The masjid is full, mashallah. But still, enough oxygen for everyone. So like that, the zikr of Allah is the most important for our spiritual life. As most of us, we are not conscious that oxygen is so important. We go to sleep at night, we don't think oxygen is important. Wherever we are, now as we are sitting, we don't pay attention that oxygen. Zikr is just, spiritually, zikr is so important. So Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it the most in the Quran Sharif. And then again, not only to make zikr, but Allah Ta'ala said, zikran kathira. For no other command of anything has Allah used the word kathiran, abundance, plenty, besides for zikr. Not for iman, not for namaz, not for zakat, not for hajj, but for zikr. Many places, Allah Ta'ala said, make the zikr of Allah and make it in abundance. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, may Allah reward him and for his great ulum and knowledge. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif in 22 Supara, Innal Muslimina wal Muslimat wal Mu'minina wal Mu'minat wal Qanitina wal Qanitat. There are 10 qualities of believers which Allah Ta'ala has enumerated there. Hazrat explains it for me and for you to understand. What a beautiful example. Like you have got a very beautiful garden, which is lush and green 12 months of the year. Autumn, winter also, it is lush and green. Visitor comes to you, and you naturally go and show him your garden. Look at my garden here. What a garden I've got. And in there, you have got a lot of things. There are water features, there are lawns, there are waterfalls, there is the daffodils, there are petunias, there are lilies, all, how many? All, so many things. And throughout the year, it's lush and it's green. So he gets surprised also, that how come your garden like this it is? So he says that, my garden, I've got plenty of water and good quality water. My ground is also very good, fertile. My water also. And my irrigation system, that also is perfect. I got a very good irrigation system. So, because I always water it, and on time, and enough everywhere the water goes, I have this lush and green garden throughout the year. Like that, our deeni garden. My namazes must be beautiful, lush and green. We all made Isha namaz now. Each one of us think that when we started our namaz, Allahu Akbar. We say Allahu Akbar in a day, average Muslim between 600 and 1,000 times a day. But who Allah's presence, when every rakat we say 6 times, in whose heart did it register? And then not only the presence of Allah, the greatness of Allah. Did we think of the greatness of Allah? And then we made our namaz, and we started Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka smuka. All great words of the great praises of Allah Ta'ala. But me, I just bypassed all that, and I didn't think of the greatness of Allah. Like a person, for example, goes to Switzerland, goes to Kashmir, where the beauty of the scenery is known so much. And he goes there particularly to see the scenery. But when he goes there, he passes all that beautiful scenery. Waterfalls and whatever else, all the great beauty. But he doesn't notice anything. So like that, our namaz we made, we don't notice anything. And if there were more greater words for the praises of Allah, Allah should have put them in namaz. And we are reading namaz for how many years? But because no zikr, the reality of namaz hasn't come into us as yet. We are making our namaz, when we make assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, what does it mean? For who are we making salam? Did any of us, do we make salam for the malaika? When we make salam, do we think about them? If I make salam to anyone, even a small boy, but I don't pay attention to him, he also gets offended. That you're making salam and you are making salam to kiram and katibin. Katibin, the two malaika who write down all our things. And kiram, and they are honorable people. And these honorable people, I didn't pay any attention to them. And they are doing they are recording my things. All my records are in their hands. So we don't make the intention. And if we make the intention, what is the intention? Like that, the whole of namaz. Zikr will come right, all this will also come right. So the important thing is, if we came to the Islahi Jalsa for Islah, we will go from here with making our zikr now. Our namazes will come right. The love of the whole of deen will come into our hearts. Everything. So Allah Ta'ala says that remember Allah, the most command in the Quran Sharif is about zikr. And remember Allah in abundance. And remember Allah with thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Don't only make your zikr, but you're not thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Think of Allah Ta'ala. Who is you making? Who you are speaking to? Keep that mind, the person in your mind. If it's on the phone also, personally also, I'm speaking to somebody, but my mind is somewhere else. That person gets offended. Like today, which is common, with the cell phone, you're watching something, your wife is speaking to you, the most if you will say, but you're not hearing a word what she is saying. Isn't she going to get offended? Otherwise, not even that will come out. You are so engrossed in there. So we are engrossed in our thoughts, in our namaz, that we don't think. The solution to all that is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرِسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Remember the name of your Rabb. In here, this ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, أُذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. Remember Allah. And in the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, remember the name of Allah. So there are two things that we have to remember. The Zat of Allah, remember Allah. And we must remember the name of Allah, which means repeat the name of Allah. Like, إِذَا تَكَرَّرَ taqarrara. You will repeat the name of Allah, then Allah, the Zat of Allah, will become established in your heart. You'll have a connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then automatically when you say Allahu Akbar, you don't have to bring your niyat that you're doing it for. It will come automatically for Allah's sake. You are leaving home for namaz. Automatically it is for Allah's pleasure. You are going to make bayan. Automatically, my bayan is for Allah's pleasure. Now, automatically, you will just think of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All this is dependent on our zikr. So, repeat the name of Allah so that the zat, the being of Allah is established in your heart. And you have a direct connection. And to understand whether my zikr, I'm making it correctly or not, and whether it's delivering its goods, whether I'm receiving the goods, is how much I'm thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you do, think of Allah Ta'ala. And that is one of the objects of Islah, nisbat ma'Allah, to think of Allah Ta'ala. So all this is on the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Wazkurisma rabbika, and again, yeah. See, for example, ulama have written, Fajr namaz, 2 rakats for us, Zohar 4, Asr 4. But nowhere in the Quran is mentioned 2 for us, or Fajr. All that we get in the Hadith. Many other things also. Zakat, 2.5% for us. You won't find it in the Quran Sharif. Hadith Sharif, you will find it. But this, yeah, zikr of Allah, the etiquette and adab also, Allah mentioned it in the Quran Sharif. So how important? Wazkurisma rabbika, when you make the zikr of Allah, make it in such a way, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلَ, that exclusively you only think of Allah Ta'ala. You're not thinking of anyone else. For example, your time of zikr is after Fajr. Now you sit and make whichever you have chosen. Yeah, don't ask the Shaykh, when must I make my zikr? You see, when you are not so tired, and you can concentrate, at that time make your zikr. So whatever your time, say for example, you have chosen after Fajr. Now after Fajr, when you make your zikr, then don't think, I have to buy bread, take it home. I have to buy milk and take it home. Otherwise my wife is a very, very cheeky woman. And if I go without the bread and the milk, big problems. Now you're making zikr, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. But you're thinking of your bread and your milk. If I don't take that home, what's going to happen? So don't have any other thoughts. Watabattal, tabattul, that completely you are cut off from everything. Your zikr must be of that quality. That you are only now thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Tu hi tu aye nazar, dekho jidar. Wherever I look, whatever I think, it's only you, Ya Allah. All the time, I'm just thinking about you. So make your zikr in that way. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. And why is that this way? Not only the procedure, but the illat, the cause and the reason of it also Allah Ta'ala explains. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Allah is the Rabb of the East and the West. Allah is رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ. Allah Ta'ala is Rabbus Samawati wal Ard. Everything, your bread and milk, not only that, whatever you need, you, man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. You become Allah's, Allah will suffice for all your needs. So our niyat must be that we think only of Allah. So all the details of how to make zikr, the important thing is to make zikr. And then how to make the zikr, all that is also explained. So, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا, that Allah is رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ, there is no one else besides Allah. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا, make him your wakil. Like for example, a person has got a court case, and then the opposite person asks him something, what's happening or whatever. He says, don't ask me, ask my lawyer. My lawyer will answer everything. So once you have made Allah your lawyer, then Allah will see to everything. Anyone ask you anything, referring to Allah. Allah Ta'ala will see to your matters. La ilaha illa hu, fattakhidhu wakeela. When you're going to do this, when we will make our zikr like this, house people, friends, town people will say he's gone mad. He's useless, no more doing dunya's work. He's only all the time zikr is making. Like they say, you're all the time just going in jamaat, for example. All the time you're just making zikr, like that. Fasbir ala ma yaqulun. Then make sabr on what they are saying. See how much details Allah has given about zikr in the Quran Sharif. So that we make our zikr properly. Fasbir ala ma yaqulun. Make sabr on what they say. And wahjurhum hajran jameela. And separate from them. Don't get influenced by them. You carry on your work. But Allahu Akbar, Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif. Separate from them, but hajran jameela. In a beautiful way, separate from them. And what is a beautiful way? Alladhi la shikwa fi. That you have no complaints about them. Don't go and say that the people now, they like this and they like that. No complaints. وَلَا إِلْتِقَاءٍ. And don't take any revenge from them also. Where everything goes wrong in their life, don't say, you will see, now what you happen. You didn't make the zikr, you stopped me also from zikr. What happened now? So nothing like that. وَحْجُرْهُمْ حَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. Then there are so many more ayahs. Time is not permitting. But I hope I could convince myself to realize the importance of zikr. And I want to make my islah, it starts with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Let me make the zikr of Allah, and then my islah will start taking place. And the zikr of Allah is the most. And then when we will do this, Allah says, Allah, listen properly, open your ears and hear. Bi zikrillah tatma'innu qulub. Hearts find contentment in the zikr of Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Hazrat has a unique way of delivering his message. So he says, when I say Allah, so in Arabic, when you want to draw the attention of somebody, that he must listen to you properly, then there are three words, Allah, Ama, Ha. These are the three words when you want somebody, give me your ears, give me your full attention, listen. And then you keep quiet till they are listening. In other words, you want the full attention. So the full attention, so they are Allah. So that also Allah, Hazrat says, that don't think I'm saying Allah, Ama, Ha, Yamaha. The Yamaha engine or Yamaha scooters or something. That I'm an agent for this, the Yamaha engines, Yamaha scooters, and I came and sell them here. No, that is not my job here. But I'm telling you, Allah, open your ears and hear. Wash your ears. Hear what I've got to say. What is that after say Allah says after that important thing of drawing our full attention? Bi zikrillah, by the zikr of Allah, tatma'innu qulub, to hearts find contentment. Contentment is not in this dunya, riches of dunya. It's not in any soccer match. It's not in a smart palace and house. It's not in a holiday. It's not in anything. We're looking for peace of mind in all dunya things. Where it isn't, you are looking for it there. You can look for it till the cows go home, but you can't find it there. So look for it where it is. A poor man who had only one gold coin. His sole investment possession of this world, he lost it living in a small shanty. Went and looked for it under the street light on the street. So a friend went by, what's wrong? Can see the person is parishan, looking for something. I lost my gold coin and that's the only thing that I have in my life which is of value to me. So he said, let me help. They look for it, which is common. Where did you lose it? So I lost it in my tent shanty. Then why are you looking for it here? Because there's a bright light here. And if you go and look for it in a tin shanty, even without a light, or just a candle, or a matchstick, or something, but where you lost it, there is possibility you're going to find it there. Where you didn't lose it, where it isn't, you can't find it. Today we have lost our contentment of our heart because we gave up Islam. That Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah gave us honor by Islam. وَإِنْ نَتْلُبُهُ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we can look for this honor anywhere else besides Islam, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Allah will disgrace us once more. So look for it where we have lost it. We are looking for it today in the gambling halls, in this dunya, in resorts, in the high positions of dunya. All these dunya things we are looking for there. It isn't there. You can't find it there. And Allah said, open your ears and hear. It's in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So there is much more to be said with regard to the importance of zikr. But Allah makes it comes in my heart that I start my zikr. And it's not much. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll discuss that. But basically, 100 times La ilaha illallah. And 100 times Allah. More details we will discuss. And the third kalima. Start with 10 times, 25, 50, try to go 100 times. Do the zikr if we want our islah. And if we don't want our islah, we are just samhakom. And we are just tufeli, by the way. And we just come for islah, jalsa, then it's alright, it's up to us then. But if we're really serious about our zikr, then start with our zikr. And this little explanation, hopefully, puts in my heart the value and importance of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.